out quickly, if this was not Shabbos Zachar, we would be reading the Haftarah for Truma, which is Perek Mem Gilel in Yecheskel, Pasuk Yud. So, like last week, we describe a building of the Beis HaMikdash. Unlike last week, we discuss not the building of the Beis HaMikdash that actually happened, but one that will one day happen. Right? We talk about the future. Right? Atav in Adam, Agedis Beis Israel, as a bite, become moving, have an Osem, do it, et Tochnit, right? You describe the temple, the future temple, the third Beis HaMikdash, to the people. Right? This is the one Haftarah in this unit speaking about the prophetic future Beis HaMikdash. When they are ashamed of all they have done, make them known the plans of the temple, right? All its details, write it down before their eyes, follow faithfully the entire plan, all its laws. And this we've seen, we see all the time, every time you have the Beis HaMikdash, follow all the laws. Kachal Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, right? Vishmeru Es Kol Tzurazo, Es Kol Chozav Asu Osam. The whole point of the Beis HaMikdash is you have to follow God's laws to the last details. Zos Taras Abayis, Arosh Ahar, Kal Kulo Saviv Saviv, Kodesh Kadashim, Nino Zos Taras Abayis. These are the laws. And then we go through all the measurements, right? Ve'ele Midos HaMizbech, Ba'amos, Amah Amah, Ve'tobach, Ve'chik Amah, Ve'amarocha, Ve'gvula, El Sifasa, Saviv, Zeres HaAchad, Ve'zeh Gav HaMizbeach. This is the dimensions of the Mizbeach, right? So now we go through all the details of the Mizbeach specifically, right? We won't, you know, go through all of it. I mean, we'll read through it quickly. Mechek Arad Azrat, Adachnash, Taim Amos, Rocha Moachaz, Mezarak, Tanar, Azrak, Dolar, Bamos, Rocha Vahamam, from the trench to the lower edge, it'll be one Amma, and then two from the lower edge to the upper ledge, and it'll be right then, the ledge, which will be a cubit wide, will be 4 cubits long. Va'arel arba amos, mariel amala karnos arba. Mariel shtem esrei orech, shtem esrei rochav, ravua al raz rava av, azar abba esrei orech, barba esrei rochav, al bar rava av, agul saviv, zachati amav, achekla amas saviv, umaleu pinos kadim. And all the details of the Mizbech. Vayomer Eli ben Adam. And then he said to me, Kol Amar Adonai Elohim, Eilechot the Mizbech, Vayomer Ha'alos Alav Olah, Ulizrok Alav Dam. These are going to be the measurements of the Mizbeach on the day that you make it, to bring carbonos, to throw the dam. Then Asad Alkon Emel, Vima Shehem, Mizera Tzadok, Akrovim Eilein, Uma Adonai Elohim, Shoseini Parvim, Akar Lechatas. And she'll give it over to the Kohanim, the descendants of Tzadok, to be my Kohanim, and then they'll bring a carbon for Achatos, V'lokach midamonos, Adol Arba Karnosav, Al Rapi Nosav Azarav, Al Gvul Saviv, V'chitesos, V'chipar Tahu, and they'll sprinkle the dam on the four corners, V'lokach Taz, Abar Achatos, Rafo, V'vgad Abayis, Michos LaMikdash, and then you'll take the bull, and you'll burn it outside, V'yom HaShini, Takrev Sirizim, Tamim L'chatos, V'chitu Ezeb Ezbech, Kasher Chitu Bapar, and then the next day you'll bring a goat as a Chatos, and the Bizbech will be purified through it, V'chalos Chom, Mechatei Takrev Parvin, Makar Tamim, V'yom HaNatzon Tamim, and then you'll bring another carbon, V'tem L'fnei Adonai, V'esh L'chol HaKon M'alayim, Melech, V'elu Osam Olol Adonai, Shiva Yamim Tases Ir Chatas, L'yom Parvin, Makar V'yom HaNatzon Tamim Yasu, Shiva Yamim Chapru, Ezeb Ezbech, V'zir Osom Elu Yadav, right, for 7 days we'll go through this process, V'chalu Osa Yamim V'yom V'yom HaShmini, V'ala Yasu HaKon M'alayim, Zol Zechev Esham Echem Ratzis Yizchem, Ni'um Adonai Elohim. Right, so that was very quick. It's a very straightforward, right? Nivua, this is the future Beis HaMikdash, specifically the future, this future Mizbeach, right? So we speak uniquely about the future, and we speak specifically about Mizbeach. So, what do we get out of this Haftarah? So, Rav Aaron likes saying, and Rav Moshe picks up on this in his explanation of the Haftarah. I'm adding a little bit that Rav Moshe doesn't talk about from Rav Aaron. There's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the point of the Mizbeach? Right? The Rambam says, one of them says it's about the presence of God, right? The Ramban, and the Rambam says about avoda. Right? Is the focus of the Beis HaMikdash the avoda that we do, or is it simply the encounter with God? And mimela, now how far apart they are is a good question, but there's two foci, right? They are not as far apart as they seem, but that's not the point. There are definitely two focuses, right? One is the encounter with God, and one is the service of God via the Karbanot. Rav Aaron likes to point out that, leaving aside the point of to what extent are they really arguing, there is a very straightforward Svei Dinim here, which is that really, if you think about it, the Beis HaMikdash has two components to it. There is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is clearly focused on which element? The presence, right? If you think about the only avodot that ever happened there, it's only the right on Yom Kippur, and it's only the things that allow the Kohen Gadol to come in and have this rendezvous with God, right? You have the Ktores, which either blocks the divine presence, or as Avram Stahl pointed out correctly, the way it's actually described is actually incorporates the Kohen Gadol in. Right, that doesn't actually block him. It goes up the ceiling and surrounds him, right? So that he actually ends up being inside the cloud with God, right? Very, again, parallel to Har Sinai, right? The Kodesh HaKadoshim is about presence. In fact, the Aron is counted as a separate mitzvah by the Ramban, even though, right, all the other kelim are not. The Aron is unique because the Aron stands alone in that sense. It is distinct from the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. The Heichal, on the other hand, the focus is arguably the Avodah. And what stands at the center of the Heichal? The Mizbeach, right? If we're talking, what is the most important thing? I mean, conceptually, the center of the Heichal, or the notion of the Avodah, obviously the Mizbeach, to the point where the Mizbeach probably doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash, right? There was a famous machlokas several hundred years ago between
Rashi,
not that long ago, Rutzvi Hirsch Kalischer and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Come on, no? Rutzvi Hirsch Kalischer in his famous Truvos, Drishat Zion. There you go. Right? Argue that Bizman Hazeh, we should build a Beis HaMikdash, we should build a Mizbeach, even if we can't have the Beis HaMikdash, and bring Karbanos. Because the Beis HaMikdash is not Ma'akev the Mizbeach. Then there was a whole machlokas, is it true? Can you do that? Are we Tamei? Right? Is it Tumah Trebetziva? Blah, 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 blah. A whole bunch of machlokas. But at least plausibly, the Mizbeach actually stands independently. Right? We know Mizbechot existed outside the Beis HaMikdash in Bamot. Right? Yes. Right? Once there was a Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't have a Bamot, but the notion of a Mizbeach exists independently. Yes.
Isn't that also a machlokas Rashi Ramban based on Mizbeach given after given Parshat Yitro?
I think in Parshanut for sure, but I'm even just talking halachah l'maisa here in halachah l'maisa as things go. Right, he tried to make it halachah l'maisa. As we said, so there are two foci to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Specifically this week, and after just that, we focus on the Mizbeah. We focus on that second element of the Beis HaMikdash, specifically not just on the sort of on the encounter, but on the aspect of the Avodah. Right, to some extent, this makes sense in the context of Parshas Tetzaveh, because Parshas Tetzaveh is focused very much on
the Kohanim.
The Kohanim. Right? On the Kohanim and how and making right? No, but right, if you remember the end of the Haftorah is, and this is how the Kohanim are going to reinstitute the Mizbeach, right? The Kohanim being the ones who will bring about this service, being responsible for this service, inaugurating the Mizbeach is the focus of the Haftorah. Right? It's not just the Mizbeach, but it's the Kohanim's role in the Mizbeach. At some level, I assume that right, Tetzaveh, which really focuses on the Kohanim. Somebody this week, I think it was David, right, asked me, but right, why is there so much focus on the Begadim in that case? But definitely, in the world of Chazal, the answer is very simple, right? The Chazal have a very sharp line about the Begadim. What is it? Bizman shebigdayim aleim kuhunasam aleim. Bizman she'ain bigdayim aleim ain kuhunasam aleim. At some level, the bigadim actually are what allow the Kohanim to be Kohanim. They actually transform them to the point where there is a machlokas in the Rishonim.
Okay, they'll be anointed through the Shemai Mishkan.
And that is a important machlokas. But there's an even more central machlokas. That's a very important machlokas in this. But there is a very important machlokes rishonim: is mechusar begadim a psul zarus or not? Right? Is it an independent psul avada or is it zarus? Does it actually transform the kohanim? Without it, they just can't be ovdim. Right? There's a machlokes rishonim. The Meiri discusses it in the first mission of the third parak of Makos. It's a discussion in the Tshuvos of the Maisa Nisim of Rav Daniel Habavli. So at some level, the focus on the begadim and the kohanim can very much be interpreted as at some level titzaveh being focused on the avoda aspect, right? On the all the accoutrements that are necessary in order for the kohanim to actually be defined as the ovdei. Ovdei Beis HaMikdash. So, just to summarize, right, it's a pretty straightforward Haftarah, right? It's very, very simple, right? The two unique things about it are, one, that it focuses on the future Beis HaMikdash and not a past Beis HaMikdash, which is an interesting thing in and of itself, right? We have now the connection of all the Mishkan and Batei Mikdash, right? Now, through the Parsha and Haftarah, right? We start the Parsha about the Mishkan, the Haftarah go from the Mikdash of Shlomo to the Mikdash of, in the future, right? So we really do have the entire history, which highlights the connection of Mishkan and Mikdash. And here it also highlights a second aspect to it, which is, right, there are two aspects to the Beis HaMikdash. There's the simply the rendezvous with God and the focus on the Avoda, perhaps dividing between the Aron and the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the one end and the Mizbeach on the other. Ours, which focuses on Mizbeach and the Kohanim's role in sanctifying it, and Avoda is reflected in Tetzaveh, which is focused on the Kohanim and their Begadim, those things which, like we said, at least in the world of Chazal, is Man Shebegdeim Aleim Kunasam Aleim, that actually creates their status of Kohuna for the purpose of Avoda.